you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning, everybody. Things got out of control today on Daily Pop. Kyle Richards and I just got the scare of a lifetime. We'll show you what went down last night in just a minute. But back with me here today are Aaron and Nina Pulka, everybody. All right, let's just talk about some crazy-ass stuff going down at Wayne Brady's house. So Wayne Brady's ex-wife just had a baby with her new man. And Wayne says he's going to be co-parenting with them with this new baby. Now, Wayne introduced the couple's baby on Instagram saying he's not only the baby's godfather, he's also going to be called a dunkle. Yep, that's daddy uncle.
I feel like somebody has called you a dunkle before.
I was
you
know thinking what? That too.
I go with gunkle, gay uncle.
Okay,
Wayne has a very close relationship with his ex, and they share a daughter together. But could you ever do something like this?
I mean, free
help?
I think you can never say never. I think, like, no longer do we need to conform to what we think, like, relationships are supposed to look like. There are people who really are in your life forever, and they may not be in a, you know, relationship with them anymore, but you can still acknowledge that they're a big part of your life. And I think they have a beautiful daughter. They are really close. It's obvious that she and her new man have welcomed him into their fold.
Mm-hmm.
And if it can make a better life for this child, why not?
Amen.
I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, I think it takes a very special and evolved individual to be a part of something like this. They're a couple that's like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, or even Jada and Will. I feel like, you know, it takes strong people who are really secure in who they are and secure in their relationships. And if you look on their Instagram, it's like they are a very tight-knit couple. Like the two dads are very close. They're so present in the daughter's life. So I think it's going to be beautiful. Just because I don't think I can necessarily do it, that doesn't mean I think it's wrong.
And you may evolve into something with, you know, well, I mean, you know, it's not like you're going to have an ex-husband, but I'm just saying, like, but never know, like, who you might welcome into, you know, maybe you want a sister wife, Aaron.
You
know? I don't know if I want a sister wife. I don't know about that.
You know, a lot of people want applications up in that thing, Aaron. I'm just saying.
Be careful what you ask for. Joshua is pretty fine. You know, I watch too much Lifetime. Like, as a kid, I watched A Hand That Rocks the Cradle one too many times.
Oh, stop.
Let a bitch in your house, all of a sudden she breastfeeding your child without asking you.
This is the toxicity we talking about.
No, this is, I'm real, and I'm jealous. And if my kid liked the dunkle more than it liked me,
ooh,
I think I would have a bit of an issue.
You might do something with this jealousy streak you have.
Maybe I'm born with it, yes.
Yeah.
I'm born with it.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I think it's very beautiful, and I do think, I agree with Aaron, I think it's very difficult for people to come to a level of wholeness and maturity that they would be able to allow other people in and out of their lives. But also, I don't think they even live in the same state. So I think it would probably be a little bit easier to navigate as well.
No, but I think what they have that most people don't have is they have a playbook already.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did this with Wayne's oldest daughter. And I think when you have those moments where you put your boundaries up, we respect them, and the shoe is on the other foot, Wayne knows where he can step and when he cannot step when it comes to dunkle duties. Now, for me, 3 men and a baby might be a little crowded. But again, I'm not going to turn down the free help.
You know what else they have?
What?
Money.
Thank you.
There you go.
you go take this baby to that mansion and watch the baby for a week. You got it.
You got it.
You can take this private jet and take my baby on vacation. I know they're going to be taken care of. You got it. So they have a lot of, you know, they're going to be able to have a lot of help. But more importantly, this child's going to have a lot of love.
For sure. Well, speaking of a lot of love, have you ever been talking to someone, but they totally tune you out? Or you totally tune them out? Looks like Ellen may have been caught in the act. Check out what happened during her interview with Leah Remini.
I'll do elaborate things. Like, I had my assistant get into, I take ballroom dance.
Yes.
I have two teachers, and one of my teachers was there, and I had my assistant dress up in pigtails. And, no, because you're acting really interested, so, like, I don't know if you're doing that thing where you're, like, into my story.
I'm always interested. So that,
what do you mean? No, you're not, Ellen!
What do you mean I'm acting interested?
Ow! It's my last season.
I love you. I miss you. And I'm so happy to be here on your last season. But anyway, thank you for having me.
I love how she went from calling her out to then praising her and just being, like, so happy to be there.
To beating her, then to loving her again.
She hit her kind of hard, too.
I know. I heard that from here. How often do you pretend to listen to people?
All the time. Like, whether it's on the phone, it's in person, I'm falling asleep, whether it's on this damn show.
Right.
Nina's right there with me.
Say something, Nina.
Huh?
Say something. The camera's on.
Oh, we're not supposed to be listening.
Yeah, say something.
We're not supposed to be listening. Uh-huh.
Yes.
You know, you might be thinking about the date last night. You know, things just, as a human being, I think things, aren't you shocked sometimes at the random shit that pops in your head at the most inappropriate times?
All the time.
I'm like, why am I thinking about this right now? This is so inappropriate.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
In the most serious situations,
yes,
too.
Yes. Like, why am I doing this interview and I'm thinking about, you know, what I'm about to have for dinner tonight?
Oh, for sure.
That's the biggest thing. That's what I'm usually thinking about. Like, what, you know, I get excited about that.
I'm never thinking. I'm always doing something. So if I call you or you call me, 9 times out of 10, look, I could be knocking down a wall with a sledgehammer and you telling me about your terrible life right now. I'm doing something different.
And if you know someone well enough, you know when they're tuned out.
Oh, 100%.
I'll be like, girl, you're not listening to me. Bye. Uh-huh. Like, I'll get off the phone.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell when your friends have tuned you out.
No, they say this, oh, crazy. That's crazy.
That means wrap the story up.
Oh, my God. Like, you really want to catch me when I'm driving. That is the best time to call me because I am tuned
in. That's so true.
I have no distractions. I'm like, yeah, I have got 20 minutes to listen to you.
That's so true. Driving is I have the best conversations driving. That's where I get, like, most of my business calls done. Like, if I'm driving, especially if I know I'm going to be on the road for, like, 40 minutes, I'm not get a bunch of calls out because once I'm home, I get distracted with so many different things.
No, catch me on the John, bitch. I'm Kim Possible. I will bring up things on the Google.
Justin loves to FaceTime in the bathroom.
I love to FaceTime
in the bathroom.
I don't like being by myself in the bathroom.
Have you ever been on the phone with somebody and then you get off and they've posted something on social media while you've been on the phone? And you're like, excuse me, you were on Instagram, Justin. Like, wait a minute. I was just pouring my heart out to him and he posted 5 selfies.
And our conversation. But I left you off the thing.
Picked out a caption, filter.
Justin will be on the phone with you and send you like a shared post on your DM. Like, isn't this funny? And I'm like, I'm on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm. No, I can do 2 things at one time. Trust me. Trust and believe.
But you pay attention.
I pay attention.
You do.
And I like to call it back too.
You're good at making it seem like you pay attention.
That's what it is, Aaron.
Remember when Paris Hilton's life was one big rager? Yep, her mom does too. On Bruce Bozzi's Sirius XM show, Kathy Hilton broke down just how crazy things got.
I was actually worried about Paris for a good while, and she was sneaking out, and she'd go missing, and I wouldn't be able to find her. Those nightclubs go on all night. There was times I did not sleep. How about for 2 days, not knowing where your daughter is?
Right.
And once hearing blood-curdling screaming, like, and then the phone hangs up. I mean, there's a lot of stuff people don't know. I used to call the city desk at the New York Post. I would call the city desk and say at 1 a.m, excuse me, hi, it's Kathy Hilton. Do you by any chance know Paris, where she is right now?
Wow.
Let me just start off by saying, I love this transparency that Kathy is going through right now, and I think it has to do with 2 things. One, the documentary took a turn for the left And she kind of got real about what her life was like at that camp and really exposed some of the things that her mother had turned a blind eye to or had, like, you know, let graze by over the years. And when you're a WASP, you never talk about the things that happen in your home, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to your parenting or your children. And I think the second thing that kind of opened her up is The Real Housewives and seeing that people and audiences appreciate that when she gets real, yeah. that they love it. And I think for her, it's probably freeing to finally stop saying that, oh, Paris was perfect right. and this was great. She was like, no, I couldn't find this bitch for 2 days. Like, right. what parent would say that? But it's probably freeing.
And Instagram wasn't around then, so that, like, Hollywood heyday where it was like Paris and Lindsay and, you know, that Hollywood Britney and everybody was partying, I don't believe Instagram was around. So, you know, now, like, parents can go on Instagram and be like, okay, she's gonna definitely post at this club, or she's gonna be in Paris, or she's gonna be, you know, overseas, or I know where she is, at least where her location is. Back then, it was the paparazzi, yeah. you know, you might have had Paris Hilton. Yes. Like, you had people, those were how you found out, but those wouldn't come out until the next day.
Yeah.
So I understand, and that was a crazy time. Like, that was, you know, we would see this footage outside the clubs, and Paris's boyfriends would be driving the cars crazy. I don't know if you guys remember this, but her boyfriend, like, wrecked the car one time yeah. on camera. Like, she was screaming at him to stop and that she was scared. Like, she partied hard. So I can understand why she was terrified.
Well, and that's the only perspective that you had too. You didn't have other people that were on Instagram posting their own footage or different angles
right,
or
didn't.
The other story. It was only what you saw in the tabloids. But it was nice to hear from Kathy also to know that she was really concerned during this time. When we saw Paris out there wilding out, it was like, where are their parents? Do they care? And she clearly cared. And to also have that vulnerability to call the Post as a mother and be like, I'm looking for my child.
Right?
And knowing that they could have just leaked that information. Like, Kathy Hilton's calling
us. They definitely could have
us.
Leaked it, and they never did.
They so. Never did it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny because growing up in the South, you know, the one of the rules was if the streetlights come on and you don't make it home, you're getting your ass kicked. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And my mother didn't call the New York Post. She called the Neighborhood Watch, which was Miss Haleen,
right.
Miss Chris, and Miss Paula. And Miss Paula would come outside and be like, you know, you gotta go home, get this ass whooping. You didn't get home yeah. before the streetlights came on. And that's how parents found each, like, their
yeah,
kids
sure.
through other parents.
I was always too guilty. Like, my mom just made me feel so guilty if I didn't just let her know that I was okay. So it's still ingrained in me now. Like, when I get, if I fly to New York, I still text my mom and say, I landed.
Same.
I talk to my mom every day. And she's just ingrained in me how much she cares. And it would make me sick to make her worry.
Mm-mm.
So my sister's not that way. My sister will go away for a week and be like, oh, well, you know, my mom's like, do you see your sister on Instagram? Where is she? My sister does not care. But she's a baby. And babies get away with a lot. But
that is yeah. the same dynamic with my family. I send them my flight information. I'm like, hey,
yeah.
I landed. I made it home.
Exactly.
I don't even live with them. My sister, my mom's like, do you know where she is? It's been 3 days. I think she's in San Francisco. Yep, that's where she
totally
is.
Her. You know that when I was growing up, you could smoke and drink in the bars. So when I was sneaking into the bars at 15
to 16, act like you're 80 years old.
Well, you know, and you can't do that anymore. Some people don't remember that.
When I was growing up, he's talking about 5
yeah,
years
yeah.
ago.
When I was growing up. Yeah.
Different time.
Back in the old days, people used to, like, just smoke in the bars. So if you ever came home with clothes that smelled like cigarettes, your parents knew that you were in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So what I had was I had club clothes and club shoes.
Oh, you were real serious.
I would go into my room, take off said clothes, put it in a trash bag, and put it outside and wash it at school, and then
what?
Bring it back with me home. So my mom never saw the club clothes.
This is the definition of a sneaky link.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's so sneaky now.
At school with the powdered soap?
Thought was life.
It still is.
Through and through. Coming next. I'm scaring the
Talk
crap.
About a sneaky link.
You guys, I'm sorry. I just gave away myself on that show. My kids are gonna be wild. I'm scaring the crap out of Kathy Hilton's sister, Kyle Richards. Plus, you won't believe what went down at the Housewives reunion. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is a warning. If you have a Y chromosome and you think I'm remotely attractive, please turn the channel so you do not see this video. Because what we're going to show you next will be a boner killer for any prospective suitors that may be out there. Take a look.
I can't go. Jerry, cut this.
It's horrible. You don't know where
Yes. Yes.
You yes. definitely use Kyle as a shield.
100%. That's what 11 years of friendship gets you, a shield.
I would not do these haunted houses with you because you're like pushing yeah. and shield.
You're
screaming.
You're abandon us. You're not trying to protect nobody.
You're an instigator.
Oh, if I saw a dude jump out of a closet with a knife, it's every man for himself. Remember the Seinfeld episode when the bathroom catches on fire at the kids'
yes.
birthday party?
And George pushes the babies and the old ladies out the way? I did an escape room, and I almost didn't make it about that thing.
Are those scary escape rooms?
I did a scary one.
Oh, no.
It was in a trailer. I was like, you cut the lights on.
Oh, like, damn.
This game over.
Oh, no, for sure, for
yeah.
sure.
They had a little girl spinning around. I was like, look, baby, we all about to be up out of here in a second.
I'm not doing these haunted houses, and I'm using pregnancy as an excuse
yes,
to not do them
good
this
for
season.
You. It's terrifying.
My mother banned me from trick-or-treating for 4 years. She was like, you embarrassed me last night. You are not trick-or-treating for 4 years. So from 5 to 9,
poor Kyle. I think she lost her ankles playing with you.
She probably did. This was all to celebrate Kyle's new movie, Halloween Kills, which is in theaters and on Peacock October 15th. We'll have much more next week on Daily Pop. It gets way more embarrassing. But I had to ask Kyle about another scary situation, the Beverly Hills reunion. 4 episodes of The Real Housewives reunion. I have to know, after sitting with Erica, do you feel like you understand her situation more, or are you still confused?
No, a lot of questions were answered during the reunion for sure. Because it was really confusing for all of us, obviously, because everything was unfolding in real time while we were shooting.
I think it's just a matter of, you know, what you knew and being complicit. I mean, it's not accused, but you get attached.
Yeah, those words are not cool.
I knew that she was upset with me because I had questions. It was confusing. So, you know, some of the things that were said and seen upset her. So we dealt with that at the reunion, but we're okay now. But yeah, it was very confusing, but she addressed all of it. Andy went in hard.
Ooh. In the 11 years as a housewife, what was the scariest thing you have ever witnessed happen on camera?
And on the Housewives?
Yeah.
I would say in Amsterdam.
Well, no. You don't understand that.
What happened in that scene, season 5? Don't want to go back there.
By the way, she's never been to Amsterdam ever again.
I have never seen a housewife. Kyle was back at the plane, baby, by the time they left that dinner. She was running down the streets of Amsterdam.
She was in customs. And by the way, she called me and downplayed this moment. She was like, I was like, what happened last night? She was like, you know, it was fine. I just, you know, I had to walk out because things got a little crazy. And I was like, walk out.
No. She had some, she jogged out.
Right.
Okay? A hard jog.
But back to the reunion. We all saw Erica go through a lot this season. So I need to know from you guys and from you, the audience. If you were Erica, would you show up to the reunion?
Yeah.
You would go ahead
it's
and
your
face
job.
It.
I don't ever understand people who sign up for a reality show and then skip out on the reunion. Like, I feel like you owe that to your fans, like the people mm-hmm. who watch the show, people who are invested in the show, because the reunion is the time to kind of put a bow on everything, to answer things. They're watching it in real time like us. They don't get the episodes in advance. So they're watching in real time. They're tweeting in real time as they're seeing themselves, the situations play out. It's time to get to the bottom of some of those things on the reunion.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm glad she did it. I'm surprised she did it. I'm even surprised she went through with filming this season with everything that was going on in her life. Like, I would think if I was in that position, I would step back. I wouldn't want to be so open and let these cameras into all of this drama that's unfolding. You don't know which way it's going to go. I don't know if I could even sit through a reunion being in that position.
So as a reality TV producer, you and I think the same as civilians. I would say the same. But as a former reality TV producer, the things I used to tell my, you know, when I was producing Morgan or producing Dorothy, I would say you never want somebody to finish the story
exactly.
for you. So you have to show up and show out and tell your story and control your own narrative. Because had you walked away, you know, there would be no way you can control it. And the other thing is, we're seeing that this woman is now on her own. She is on the line, could potentially be on the line for a lot of money, but she's also on her own financially.
Yeah.
A job is a job. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you show up when you gotta do a job because you gotta make ends meet.
And this is what you signed up for. I think, you know, a lot of times we ask for something and the fame, the accolades that you get and the jobs that you get because of this reality show, there's also a downside to it. There's criticisms, there's, you know, your life is not always peachy keen. So if you agree to be filmed, you agree to film the good and the bad, and that means showing up and finishing the job.
Yep, and you always know. People love in America. I'm sorry, America. Y'all love to tear people down and build them back up because y'all like a comeback story more than anybody. Can
That's
I get an
true.
Amen?
You amen on that.
Absolutely.
But you can't always control the edit is the only thing with reality TV. So
act like you got some sense.
Ooh! The Real Housewives of Beverly
Bam.
Hills No Sense finale airs tonight on Bravo. Ooh. And part one of the reunion kicks off next week after the break. Tamara Mori
yes.
Housley is joining us. We have a little spooky competition. It's going down. You do not want to miss this.
Ooh, cute.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We have to get to Coventry. Fast.
Fast.
Cameron, no.
What? Don't worry. I've been practicing.
You'd be surprised at what I can do now.
You know it's Halloween season when you've got a Twitch in the studio.
Go Twitch.
Please welcome actress and host of the new competition baking show, Baker's Dozen, Tamara Mori Housley.
And can I just say, thank you for always pronouncing my name correctly. Tamara Mori Housley.
Oh, no. I literally, you're an icon.
Oh my gosh,
I have to
thank
make
you.
Sure that you are treated right, honey.
Well, thank
it's
you.
It's respect.
Yes. Welcome, girl. Are you ready to have a little competition?
Okay, usually like I'm the judge, but it's
no, now you're in on it because
okay.
we're gonna put our Halloween cake pop decorating skills to the test. Everyone's got some icing sprinkles, all the eyeballs.
Yes.
So we're gonna see who gets the most creative here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you know what, we're gonna start decorating,
yes.
but we gotta talk because I feel like you're the mom who goes all out for Halloween.
I do. Halloween is huge in the Housley household. My kids just told me this morning what they want to be. Sometimes they change their mind closer to the date. But so for right now, they want to be skeletons. I'm like, really? Can we do something a little bit more uplifting and positive, like fairies or something?
Let them be skeletons.
Right? I know.
There's all the days. You have so many weeks until the 31st.
Right. So we're going to be skeletons.
How many
right,
years did you this. Get like the opportunity to say, okay, this is what we're actually going to do? Because, you know,
That's
you can control
very good
your kids.
Question.
You can control
that is a
your
very
kids
good
for a while.
Question. And, you know, I have to say that lasted until they were maybe 3. And then after that, you know, they start to become really creative and you don't want to stifle that.
Yeah.
As a parent.
Oh, you're right.
No. Believe me, I tried. I tried to steer them in the right direction so that we can all, you know, be on the same accord. But this is the first year in a while we will be. You know, we're going to be all skeletons.
Oh, so that's
nice. Gonna be,
yeah. What are you making over there? What are you doing?
I'm trying to make a face and put a mouth on it because I like
okay.
to talk sheep.
Oh.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
I like to talk that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm going to make a mummy.
Are you
I think that's
mummy?
The
okay.
easiest
I don't really
thing
know what
do.
I'm making. This guy has green hair. Okay, we know you stay super busy. You're
yes.
hosting Baker's Dozen
yes.
with Bill Yosis, the former chef
yes.
of the Obama. So, did you get any tea?
Yeah.
That's what we really
did I get
know.
Any tea? I mean, Obama, Barack loves, what do you say, apple pie?
Of course.
All right.
Apple pie. And he worked for the Bushes as well. And he said Bush loved all dessert. So ice cream, pie, cakes, cookies.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about this show, Baker's Dozen, because you know I like a baking show.
Yes. So,
you know, you know I love a sweet. I have a sweet
tooth. This is the first baking show for Hulu, actually.
Right?
Oh, wow. Which is such an honor. It's a blessing. And not only that, yes, it's a competition, but a lot of these bakers have amazing stories. You know, with the pandemic, there were lots of career pivots.
Right.
So we saw that a lot. We had amateur bakers going up against professional bakers. And let me tell you, the professional bakers were on their toes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Did you
yes.
feel a lot of pressure being a host, just being in that environment?
I did, in the sense that, let's see, I didn't want to send anybody home. Once you know their stories and you become somewhat attached, you want them all to win. Which basically they kind of, I mean, they did by just, you know, showing up.
Yeah.
Yes. There were a few where I was like, how did you get here? Okay. I'm happy you tried.
Wait, I need to know, is there stiffer competition on this show or in the PTA? Because I know that moms get real crazy when it's a bake-off.
Moms, and I like to call them momsters because let me just tell you, whoa, they can be intense. But I will say, my mom group in Napa is amazing. Maybe it's because of all the wine we're drinking. I don't know.
It just takes
we're
the edge
off. We're just kind of like, chill.
Makes it a little bit easier, right?
Yes.
Okay,
so you were going up against your sister, Tia.
Yes. It's, Tia, yes! Who's winning in the kitchen? I will say this. You can't ask me. You have to ask the people we serve. But See, when we were younger, I was really great at baking. Now she's great at baking. When she was younger, she was great at cooking and frying things. Let me just tell you.
Are you the fry master?
I know how to fry some chicken.
Ooh.
I know how to fry some catfish.
Hey.
And I can make some amazing turkey and gravy.
So you're staying for another block.
Yes.
What have you guys done? Look at mine.
Wait, we got 15 seconds left.
15 seconds.
Let's see
what have you done? Oh, you've done more.
I've done more.
I've been talking.
I've done a bonehead here.
Oh, my gosh, you
and
guys.
And I've done a guy losing an eye.
Okay. This is Frankenstein.
Everyone, pick the one that you want to present. I have this little happy face that I love.
I'm
presenting my bonehead guy.
Your
bonehead googly.
Oh, I made a mummy with one of my favorite emojis. It's like this.
Tom, who do you think won?
Tom.
A mummy. Come on, Tom.
Look, guys, I finally got a man. Thank you so much, Tamara. We really appreciate you coming in.
I appreciate
you. We love you here. You're such an inspo. We love you guys.
Congratulations.
All 8 episodes of Baker's Dozen will be available on Hulu starting tomorrow. You want to check the show out. I cried at episode 3. Up next, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw share the secret to not killing each other in the 25 years they've been married. Plus, all the tears and drama going down on the new season of The Bachelorette. And my blood sugar spikes in 3, 2, 1. Katie Couric better send ABC an edible arrangement because we're getting our first look at the new season of The Bachelorette. And there's already lying, fighting, and so many tears. Take a look at this.
We found something that was actually really alarming.
Oh my God.
It seems like there's a rat in our midst.
I'm gonna keep exposing you. I'm gonna keep calling you up.
I want this guy shut up.
You're a clown, you're a clown. You need to keep your mouth shut.
You're not the big dog. The big dog has a jacket.
I just took his jacket?
How you like me now?
I can no longer trust you.
Hey, soulmate, if you're listening, you'll need to understand. In my heart of hearts, all I've ever wanted is love.
Oh!
Not you throwing people's clothes in the water like it's Bad Girls Club.
Girl, she might have a better chance at finding a man in the club than with these clowns.
That's a lot of tears.
I don't know about this bunch.
I think they're giving them more and more alcohol every season and like less food and no contact with the outside world.
You're right, Erin. This is from lack of eating. Somebody didn't eat.
This
is a hangry argument.
Yes.
This is the kind of argument you have when you just need a car.
Uh-huh.
By the way, if I watch this and that's the only fight that happens this season, I'm going to be so mad. Like, if this all happened in one episode, I will be pissed.
She is such a beautiful girl, too. I just hate to see these, you know, I'm not a big fan of these dating shows and everything because I don't really think anybody is there for love. I think everybody is there to get the spinoff.
You don't think so?
No, I think people are trying to get on Bachelor in Paradise, baby.
Or F-Boy Island, because clearly there's a couple that can be on that show.
This might be a crossover.
Ooh,
You know, I think people actually go for love, but I think people are smart
you
in the
do.
Sense.
Come
I do.
On.
I do think that people go for love, but I think it has evolved into people realizing that the system is using them, so you might as well use the system.
I don't think anybody goes on The Bachelor or Bachelorette for love. Maybe like one or two.
Yeah.
Not these days. I think when it was an early experiment, but now everybody knows what it is. It's such a machine. Like, I feel like you want a different type of time if you go on The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Well, look, if you're on these apps looking for love on Bumble, Tinder, whatever, it's like, might as well just go on The Bachelorette and see if something works out. And if not, you gained hundreds of thousands of followers.
That's another thing. A lot of them trying to get followers.
Y'all, what?
You don't think that's real?
You don't like the realistic view?
I totally think it's true. I'm trying to fight this morning.
Would you actually do a dating show?
You know what? I actually think I would.
I think I would watch it.
I think you would watch.
I think a lot of people would watch it.
Yeah.
But I would do it a lot differently. I would have, like, since it's gay time, I think I would like to do it with a friend and see if we, like, who we would like out of the 25
like
people.
You both would get matched?
Yes.
Ooh.
I would like to do that. I hope he's listening.
Hello.
Honey, come on. The Bachelorette premieres October 19th on ABC. They barely want to give me this show because I'm so wild.
You better work on that toxicity.
Stick around. The 12-year-old star of Annie Live is here, and she's telling us all the behind-the-scenes secrets about her famous co-stars. That is next.
So cute.
You guys, I had a baby 12 years ago. And she is now a big star. Joining us now is the new star of NBC's Annie Live, Annie herself, and my daughter, Selena Smith, everybody.
Selena! No, wait, no. What?
Yes.
I have a father.
Okay. She said, excuse you.
I'm your dunkle, okay. As Wayne Brady calls it. Selena, what is going on? Congratulations.
I can tell you this. We were speaking just for 2 seconds during the break. Is Selena going to be a big star, honey? You better try to be her friend now, honey, because she's going to take off.
Right?
Okay, this is star power right here.
Selena, what did you think when you got the news? Like, what was your first reaction that you were going to play Annie?
Oh, God. It's really funny. I was in my mom's room, and, you know, my hair's not done. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning. Hair's not done. I'm just in my pajamas. So is my mom. We're just, like, relaxing, chilling out. And then my team calls, and they're like, hey, like, guess what you're going to be doing this October? Right!
Yeah, yes! I'm like, Selena.
What are you going to be doing this October? I'm like, I don't know. I had a feeling, but I wasn't going to say anything because I wasn't sure. And they said, you're going to be playing Annie in Annie Live this December. And I was like, I was bouncing off the walls. I kid you not. Like, you could have sworn there was like a kangaroo in the house or something. Like, it was amazing. And it was probably one of the best moments of my entire life.
So when I was your age, Annie was my favorite musical. Like, I know every song. So there's some iconic people that have been in Annie, that have played Annie. How do you feel like you're going to make it your own?
Well, I feel like, you know, it's 2021 and everything that happened last year and, you know, all the events that were going on last year, it was crazy. So I feel like all the emotions that were going on, I can kind of apply that.
You better have range, girl.
Right?
I know that's right.
Just because of the message of Annie and, you know, it brings hope and just a sense of happiness to the whole entire message. So I'm just so excited to be able to apply all of the emotions and everything that was going on last year to this and just make it mine.
It's gonna be so good.
Selena, I have a serious question for you. When did you realize you were 37? Because when I was 12 years old, I was not this put together.
So mature.
Like, what do you attribute you being so mature? Because you're handling this grace and with pride. I love this.
Well, I mean, maturity, I guess. I mean, I'm only 12, so it's like a weird thing. I guess when I went to, there's this camp that I went to, it's called AJ Entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I guess just being there and like kind of seeing how they handle things and how they take notes and how they take like all this stuff, I kind of learned how to I kind of like took it in and watched how they answer questions and, you know, it's really cool. So I had to take it in and learn how to like, you know.
Yes.
Mature.
Well, keep it together. It's hard to ask a 12-year-old, where do you see yourself
right
in 5 years? Because you're still gonna be very young.
But ask her.
But where do you see yourself going? Is there someone that you see that's like, I love what they're doing. This is what I want to do. Like, what's
that's
the
a question?
It's hard to say. We're living in Annie right now, but where do you want to go with this?
Oh God, you know, I don't even know. I guess I have to see where the future takes me. I can't really predict where or what I want to be when I get older, but you know, I hope it's something that I love to do. I hope I'm still acting and I hope I'm still.
Yeah.
I
think the sky is the
limit.
I know.
Whatever you want to do.
You know what's really
pursuing
weird?
Pursuing this journey, you know?
I feel like I'm like talking to the second coming of like Keke Palmer. Like when Keke Palmer was 12, Keke was so mature and so funny.
Oh God.
There's an it factor. There really is an it factor about people. And this is a real thing and you have it. So, whatever you decide to do, we know you're going to excel at it.
Yeah. Mom, excited. Was she born like this? Did she have that it
Mom's
factor?
Here.
She
oh my God. That's what everybody, she like, did she just come out of the womb just singing? No, I did not come out of the womb just singing. I came out crying because that's
my
what most babies
do. My mom told me that I came out of the womb telling people what was up. And I'm still doing that today. So I think it's true.
We know there's going to be like iconic things with Annie, right? We know the red dress is iconic.
Yeah.
The curls are iconic. But is it going to have like that 2021 like little oomph to it? Are you going to have any... Like, we're gonna see a little bit of your fashion in Annie?
Almost definitely.
Oh, yes.
Almost definitely. I cannot wait. Oh my gosh. You guys
have a little upgrade
away.
On Annie.
Right? Let me ask you this question. Have you met Taraji P. Henson?
I sure have.
Ooh.
What is Miss Henson?
Oh,
like?
God. She's amazing. She's so funny. She's literally hilarious. Oh my gosh, I love her so much.
Titus, have you met Titus yet?
Oh God, I was a nervous
Titus
wreck.
Titus is my fave.
I was a wreck. Oh my gosh. I met him and words were not coming out of my mouth. I was just standing there like, like nothing was coming. He was like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. I was like, oh. Like I was losing it.
I can feel the energy is good already. Have you guys started rehearsals yet?
Oh no, we haven't.
No, okay.
We're starting very soon.
Oh nice.
So excited to start.
If you see us peeking behind somewhere, girl, just don't pay
attention.
Right. Mind.
If you see me mopping the floor in the back, don't say nothing, okay? Just be cool, play it cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you so much for having
We're
me.
We're so excited for you.
I'll see you at home, daughter. Make sure you do your homework tonight.
You know.
You guys, you can catch Selena, you can catch Taraji, you can catch Titus, all in Annie Live, December 2nd on NBC.
We're so excited.
Up next, the Ultimates 90s mashup. You won't get any of this. We're talking to New Kids on the Block. You have no idea who that is. In Vogue, not a clue. And Salt and Pepper, and we're going to find out who is the biggest diva. Do you even know what that word means? She was born yesterday. I wouldn't know much about this, but I heard pulling off the perfect proposal isn't easy. But what should you do if it turns into a hot mess? Well, if you're Terry Bradshaw, you just try again. Take a look.
When Tammy and I got married coming up on 7 years ago, we did it really fast. And the only thing missing was you, the kids. I never did this before.
Oh my goodness.
I love you more than anything in this world. And I should have done this the first time and done it right. I can't imagine my life without you. And I've always said, your voice and your face will be the last thing I see.
Aww.
Will you marry me?
Again.
Aww.
What a ring, Terry. Beautiful. Terry, what a ring.
At this age, I'm gonna be looking like Terry when I get proposed to at this point. This dating scene in LA.
You guys have some faith, okay? You can have that too.
It's gonna be me and Justin, honey.
Hey, I can get
with
proposed
our little canes
to
and everything walking around, baby.
I can get proposed to tomorrow. He's still gonna look like Terry.
Justin likes the silver fox.
I love a J. Howard Marshall. The season premiere of The Bradshaw Bunch airs tonight at 9 on E! New Kids on the Block are hitting the road again with some legendary guests. Salt and Peppa in Vogue and Rick Astley. We got them all in one room to share some secrets about the tour and each other.
To come back after all this time, but with this lineup, I think it's going to be very exciting for a lot of fans. One of the original ideas for the first mixtape tour came from the fact that we mash up Push It into our song Step by Step. Push it. Push it good. we'd have conversations like, wouldn't it be great if Salt-N-Pepa came out at the end of Step by Step with Push It Starts? And that really led to the idea of teaming up with them on a full tour.
Each band is going to be trading off part of the night throughout the night. And it takes, to me, that old school energy, that old school kind of like, let's go attitude.
Speaking of attitude, can you guess who the new kids think is going to give them the most trouble on the road?
Peppa. Peppa. Peppa by far. Nobody can compete.
You see this fan? All right. That says diva all over it.
You never know what surprises this group will have, although they did drop one big secret.
We were just told that we're going to do a song all together, so.
Oh.
We just discovered that, so that's a secret that we've just been let in on as well, so that's exciting.
Also fun, Rick Astley and his hit Never Gonna Give You Up getting some love on this season of Ted Lasso.
Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna let you down.
It's pretty crazy. I'm a big fan of the show, and it was amazing. Really, really incredible. It just breathes a bit of new life into that song. It's 33 years old or whatever it is, you know what I mean? So it's kind of crazy.
A lot's definitely changed in that time, including social media.
It would have been very beneficial, you know, in the beginning of our career. I know that. But it's very beneficial now.
Boy, I'm glad social media wasn't out back in the days with me, though. Some of those things I've done.
Looks like 100% of our production team will be going to this concert. Tickets for the New Kids on the Block Mixtape Tour 2022 go on sale on Friday. Coming up, Tim McGraw reveals why he proposed to Faith Hill multiple times. That is next.
It's your love. It just does something to me.
I've got it made all the way around. I got two beautiful girls, you know, and my wife and my baby, and another one on the way. So it's just amazing to me that I'm being able to live this dream.
We just, before we married, we had to have that talk, okay? What are our choices going to be here? And both of us said family first.
That's how you get with a lady. It's worth more than anything in the whole world.
I'm lucky to have her. I mean, she's the light of our whole family's life. You know, she keeps everything going for us.
Okay, you're right. He's fine.
Yeah, y'all better find me a belt buckle and a cowboy hat for tomorrow. Tim is fine, y'all, okay? And they are celebrating 25 years of not killing each other today. Tim shared on Instagram that he actually proposed a few times, but Faith kept on saying no.
Ooh, that's the key.
Mm-hmm. He finally asked her again before he went on stage at a festival. And when he got back from his performance, she had written yes on the mirror.
Wow. I like a little hard to get proposal story.
Right?
If I was Faith, though, I'd be nervous that, oh, maybe he's not going to do it again after all these times.
No, she knew what she had.
She probably meant it when she
said already
no.
Knew. Faith knew. You guys, Elizabeth Hurley is telling us her beauty secrets tomorrow.
Oh.
Plus, don't forget to check out Nightly Pop at 11:30 and join us every day and check out The Rundown. We love you guys.
Yeah, we love
Bye.
You.
Cheers.